There's a song very much a part of my psyche, thanks to some stressful teenage days riding the bus back home from my rural high school, listening to the bus driver's radio. The song is Love Hurts by Nazareth. The music puts me right back on the bus, cowering mid-row, hoping my presence irked no one, listening to hard rock when I really wanted light. Bus driver, turn it up, man, others fresh from detention hall would insist. Surely with that sort of volume, you know the lyrics too. Love hurts, love scars, love wounds, and marks, all capped off with a stinging reminder, ooh, ooh, love hurts. Now that I've lived through not only high school and college, but law school, I know, one, that the Everly Brothers first sang those lines, and two, that they could have used a more hopeful lyrical clause, if not lyrical quality. Love hurts, someone must pay. You see, as Nazareth would croon, I've really learned a lot, really learned a lot. The flame of love may burn you when it's hot, but then you can sue the holder of the flame, depending on the precise nature of the fire and the jurisdiction where it occurred, of course. Put in law language, the act of breaking another's heart is a legal wrong in some jurisdictions. It's known as alienation of affections. Alienation of affections lives on in the land of Lincoln, but gets just about as much courtroom action as Love Hurts gets airtime. That's because it's an oldie, really. It just doesn't seem right to allow someone in 2005 to sue a homewrecker, no matter the fraught he wrought. That's why most other states have done away with the action altogether. In an Illinois alienation of affections case, the plaintiff must prove that there was a love relationship between the two spouses. There must be proof that the defendant acted to entice the plaintiff's spouse away, and the plaintiff must have suffered actual damages because of the split. Psychic wrongs like hurt feelings or embarrassment? No go. Lose a house down payment because the marriage ended? Now we're talking. In the reported cases from Illinois, there are more wronged men than women. Courts look at the claim somewhat skeptically and apply the law narrowly. But defective cases often get a second chance through repleading, continuing the fine alienation of affections tradition started in 1947, when the Illinois Supreme Court wrote that the law acted as strong protection for the family unit. So this Valentine's week, I bring lovelorn Nazareth with a legal twist. Love is like a cloud, holds a lot of rain. So if you're not tough or strong enough to take a lot of pain, contact your lawyers and they'll work to make you whole. Again. I'm Amy Gunn.